Transmission of a Seismic Wave Generated by Impacts on Granular Asteroids, by Paul Sanchez et al. In this paper we use a soft sphere discrete element method code to simulate the transmission and study the attenuation of a seismic wave. Then, we apply our findings to the different space missions that have had to touch the surface of different small bodies. Additionally, we do the same in regards to the seismic wave generated by the hypervelocity impacts produced by the DART and Hayabusa 2 missions once the shock wave transforms into a seismic wave. We find that even at very low pressures, such as those present in the interior of asteroids, the seismic wave speed can still be on the order of hundreds of meters per second depending on the velocity of the impact that produces the wave. As expected from experimental measurements, our results show that wave velocity is directly dependent on P1/6, where P is the total pressure, confining pressure plus wave-induced pressure. Regardless of the pressure of the system and the velocity of the impact, in the investigated range, energy dissipation is extremely high. These results provide us with a way to anticipate the extent to which a seismic wave could have been capable of moving some small particles on the surface of a small body upon contact with a spacecraft. Additionally, this rapid energy dissipation would imply that even hypervelocity impacts should perturb only the external layer of a self-gravitating aggregate on which segregation and other phenomena could take place. This would in turn produce a layered structure of which some evidence has been observed. This was Transmission of a Seismic Wave Generated by Impacts on Granular Asteroids, by Paul Sanchez et al.